You're listening to All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Karel Viga. California became the first state to require major financial reforms in college athletics on Monday. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Fair Pay to Play Act, which opens the door for college athletes in that state to collect money from endorsement deals without fear of losing their NCAA eligibility or scholarships. The law will go into effect in January of 2023, giving the NCAA and every other state in the U.S. a three-year window to decide how they plan to respond. To iron out the details on this game-changing news in the world of athletics, current sports host Al Martin now joins me. Hey, Al, how are you?
How are you doing, Karel?
I'm doing great. So, Al, how will this work according to the specifics of the bill? Will the colleges be paying the athletes directly?
So this is how it's going to work. It's entitled SB 206, as you just noted, the Fair Pay to Play Act. Now, it's worth noting that this law does not go into effect until January of 2023. Now, schools will not be paying salaries to their athletes. For the first time, players will be allowed to sell their rights to their names, images, or likeness to outside bidders. They can even, Karel, hire an agent. So, for example, they could get paid from things like, let's say, video games or autograph sessions, the local car dealership TV commercial or food commercial at a local restaurant, right? If you are showing your image or likeness, getting paid for it outside of the university, you can do that come when this bill goes into effect. So the Olympics, they have been using this same model, Karel, for years. Actually, back in February, California State Senator Nancy Skinner proposed that the same model could be used for college athletes, giving them the same rights as any student on a college campus. This is a bit of what she had to say. Quote, "What other billion-dollar industry could rely on college students as the source of their revenue and deny them any type of income? This is the only billion-dollar industry that so far has been able to get away with this." Very candid words there, Karel.
And what has been the NCAA's direct response to this news?
Right now, they're standing firm. You know, California schools and the NCAA strongly opposed this bill because it would make it illegal for colleges in California to follow the NCAA's strict amateurism rules. So this is what the NCAA did, Karel. They sent out one letter to California legislators and another to Senator Gavin Newsom saying the law would result in California schools being banned from any NCAA competitions because they would have an unfair recruiting advantage. So again, this won't go in effect until January of 2023, right? So during this window, if other states don't get on board here, or if this does not become a thing where we see a majority of schools across the nation get on board with this bill, then California schools may not be allowed to participate in NCAA athletics.
Now, this issue has been talked about for some time now, but what led to the conversation actually turning into real change this time?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there are a few things you can look at. For me, I think that the voice of the modern-day athlete, Karel, has been elevated now more than ever. Athletes are standing up for what they are believing in and gaining courage from one another based on taking these stances. I could bring up Colin Kaepernick kneeling in the NFL, you know, as a stance on racial inequality here in America. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade urging athletes to be active socially. The Washington Mystics wearing the Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Athletes, more and more now, more than ever, I believe, aren't afraid to stand up. And to bring a local feel to this thing, Draymond Green, former Michigan State men's basketball star Draymond Green, he was actually a guest on CNN to talk about this new California bill, and he was also very, very honest.
This is a huge step in the right direction. It's kind of ironic to me that the NCAA will continue to fight this, and no one's taking money out of their pocket directly. Now, indirectly, yes, because some sponsors will go directly to the source, which is being the athlete, but it's not taking money out of their ticket sales. It's not taking money out of the team sponsorships or university sponsorships that they sell. And yet the dictatorship wants to continue to go by the same system that's been broken for several years.
So there's Draymond's thoughts on it, Karel. Also, head coach Tom Izzo of the MSU men's basketball team and Mark D'Antonio of the Michigan State football team also weighed in on how they believe this may change college athletics.
I don't know. I just, all this stuff gets thrown at you. I don't know what it'll be like to be on a team if some guy's doing this and some guy's getting nothing. I don't know what that does to the chemistry. I don't know how many people it's really going to benefit or to what level, Myron, it's going to benefit anybody.
And then you've always got people that are getting paid on your team, and you got other people who aren't getting paid. So there becomes a separation. And I think sometimes when there becomes a separation, it may not be good. I do think that there needs to be maybe a halfway point or maybe something that's equitable for everybody involved.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR News Talk 105.1 FM and AM 870. You can tune into his show weekdays at 1 o'clock. Al, thanks for joining us.
Hey, anytime, Carell. Thank you, man.